Begin the current daf. Masecht is kitten daf yud alf. Begin the alf. Begin to his master. Begin the gemara. Hormin. The gemara is explaining what are considered distinctly non-Jewish names for this halacha that we're not concerned about, as the gemara explains for Reb Shimon, because even Reb Elazar agrees by Mizuif Matoich Hashapasal, saying no, when distinct names we're not concerned, we're going to use them in another situation. One of the names is Hormin. So Tari says, Benun Garis for Benintam. Benintam says the Garis is with a Nun, Hormin. Dolemaski Solaka, because Jews don't name their kids like that. Because the Hormin, Hashem, Satan Meshed, is the name of a demon and a prosecuting angel. And therefore, it's a distinctly non-Jewish name. But Hormiz Bezayin, Hul Shevach, it's actually praiseworthy. I think we're being Pek Echadi in a moment since Sanan Vephom Tesman Aleph. When we're Pagad Dachul El, the Hormiz, the upper part of you is Hormiz, which is praiseworthy. Latachas, the bottom part is the Hormin. Which are Rishon Bezayin, the first one with a Zayin, Bashein Menun, the second one with a Nun. Now, Rashi goes Tabai Bezayin. Actually, in that Gemara Sanhedrin, his gears by both of them is with a Zayin, Elish Bashein goes the Ahormiz. And the Ifra Hormiz, so again, according to Rashi, therefore, that's why he's Garis, he could be Garis of both of them with a Hormiz is the good one, but the second one is Ahormiz. And the Ifra Hormiz, explains chen me'is hamokim the ifra loshen chen. It's a term of grace. My opinion, taya, gemara babastav kofi tesman aleph, and which is and therefore hormiz is a beautiful thing according to Reitai saying. That's why it's a Jewish name, not like hormin with an end in them. And but like Rashi, the pirush perfection needed the official shade of hayula. That's a demonic beauty, which therefore hormiz would be not a good thing. Next test master to begin was the Gemara Avodaina. This is another one of the names distinctly non-Jewish. That says Hakol Shem Echad. It's all one name because the Eber Shem Yisrael. Because actually, if it was two names together, Eber actually Avodaina. Eber was actually a Jewish name. Abu Afked Kisna Berunya, which is a Jew. Next test master, another one of the distinctly non-Jewish names, Shabsai. Garcia, and that's the test as the Gir said because the Shabsi Shem Yisrael who become a Kaimis many places. Avshabsai hu ruach ra. It's actually a bad spirit. I'm perikal abasra chul nafkav zayim abeis. Some other berashash and some gemara has brought that, or others have the girsa shibsa. That's not really because Shabsai is also Jewish. It's a different name that should be the girsa. The next is not the words gemara batai. Another one of the distinctly non-Jewish names girsinan. That's the taste of the Gersa, because the Bati, which without the Yud, Shem Yisrael, it's actually a Jewish name. Bati, but Emes Rochia, Lekibel Gita, he didn't accept a get of Cheres, Shai Ebet, he was a slave, he makes us, he treated himself like Yisrael, and that was his name. So you see that Bati is a Jewish name, without an Aleph. Next test, not to remember the word the Gemara, that Liflik Velisni Bidida. The Gemara said that if it's really true that this halach is only said b'shem es mevakim by distinct non-Jewish names, then why did you say, oh, we only said this halach of our kais only with distinct, but if it's non-distinct, then it would be possible. Why do you have to say in contrast to head yaitis? The Vinzer says, Tesebim Tim begin to say, just had to say, look, he says, other, to the contrary. Tikshla gufid masnitin. What do you mean? Forget about why you're asking that, why you're saying that differentiation, say a different one. The question should be on the actual halach of the Mishnah. Lama possible ahead yid, based on your answer, he's saying, why is it actually possible as the Mishnah is contrasting by when it's not in courts? But Kim and Dekid Messiah Mishnah is Mavakim. You already qualified as Aid Messiah Mishnah is Mavakim. And so the Gemara is asking, oh, say the Chilik regarding Ain Mavakim. No, say, how do you even understand the Allah of the Mishnah in the first place? Why would it not be good by Had Yaitis? Because anyways, rely on Aid Messiah, and we know distinctly that it's non Jewish names. So you're not going to come to rely on them. Yeshua says what you can say is no, because we're in the Mahajit. We actually are geyser by a regular person, by Kitei Nashim, which is in this finishing of the statement of Kitei Nashim, other Shar Shtaris because of other documents, they're Baslin Mahajit, where they're actually, we do invalidate by a regular person, after Eid Mesirah, even when there's Eid Mesirah. Because Demo Asla Hakshi, you might come to validate below Eid Mesirah, without Eid Mesirah, come about Kodesh, like by the case of the court, which is good. Without Eid Mesirah when it comes to Shar Shtaris. And that's what we're concerned, that you might come to do the same thing by Had Yaitis, but by Had Yaitis, there's no Loi Mar Nafshayu. So, therefore, that's the concern. Now, as Tay says, shortly, the Gemara tells that, Rabbanon, the pasli sharshars behedya that they invalidate other documents by regular people. Eid Mesir Makshim Begidin Hashem. What would Eid Mesir they validate by Gidin Hashem? And that is Veloy Gezrinan Atur Shtars, and we're not Gezer Atur documents. So why are we saying that we have this Gezer by Gidin Atur Shtars? But so says you're right. But the Gemara couldn't make a question out of this. The Lema Tan Masin Gezer, because you could say the Tan of Mishnah B'Shem, hold that is a Gezer. And but still, this is a valid point that we would make such a Gezer, and therefore the Gemara wasn't going to ask why you're making a possible hedget. It makes sense because even though it's really not a problem for get, because you have Eid Mesira, but it's a gezer after Shar Shtars. But the question is, yeah, but so instead of making the chalik with hedget, you make the chalik with Shemesh in Mavak. Next test must have been with the words the Gemara Nasa, Kimesh Nasa, the hedget of Psalm. So the Gemara qualifies and says, oh, what the Mishnah really means to say, when do we say this by Shemesh Mavak? By Shemesh in Mavak, it's like it's not Sabahed Ipsum. So Pirish Tais explains, but Rashi also wants to address, because it's really not the same idea. It means Bishar Shtoris, meaning regarding other documents, Shemesh Mavak, which are made with regular person, the Psilid Pasul, Afila, Bishemesh Mavak, and Beid Mesirim, when you have distinct names, Beid Mesirim. That is, and why? So that you shouldn't come to validate it without Eid Mesirah, the way it's valid in courts, because if a person would see that it's valid by regular people, he's going to come to make a mistake and to say, yeah, you see, it works in courts, works by the non-Jews without the court, and they're going to think it's valid in no place, which is not true. And therefore, that's why it's like, it's meaning when you have this Shemus Shein Mavakim, it's going to be possible, just like by when it's done with a Hedyid, that's possible, even Mavakim and Mesira, which Tais explains the reason for that, where he explains that you shouldn't come to validate it without the Eid Mesira, which that's how it works in the archives regarding Shar Shtaris. And therefore, we invalidated anytime it's done with a hedge. Next, there's not to begin with the Gemara. Shimon said, "says what are you talking about? No, even the previous dar they didn't have this machleis. Not kol hashtaras b'chulu." Pirush. So he explains, "kol hashtaras oyin bar kleis." All documents that are done in a secular court, av bishuk esmein av dikachavim, even though it's signed by non-Jews, k'shem it's kosher. Hakadine. Each one according to the halacha, meaning shar shtaras b'chulin, all the documents in all situations, and gedidash v'shgarabonim. Specifically, be'ed mesira v'shemiz mavakim, but either way, it's going to be valid in our case. Like Nechelkui says, the omachlik is well as elu bezman shenasa behedyin, only at a time when it was done with a regular person that's not Jewish. Pirus, in other words, machlik says b'shemiz mavakim be'ed mesira when you have distinctly non-Jewish names be'ed mesira. The Rekiva Machshav Rekiva says it's valid because v'le gaza it doesn't make a gezerah shevel hachshav going to come to validate after loy ed mesira to our case that, oh, if we let you with hedyin, you might come to validate without Eid Mesira because of the confusion with the courts. Chacham Paislim B'Shar Shtaris, and he says we're not going to do that, but the Chacham they invalidate other documents because the Gezrin and Chutz Megidin Nashim, because we're Gezer besides for Gidin Nashim, the B'Shar Shtaris, Kshem Bar Kais, but Eid Mesira, because this that we say about other documents that are kosher in courts without Eid Mesira, ikel migzer. You can make such a gezerah, as we mentioned before, that Rabbi Akiva does not hold the gezerah of the kitei noshim, but regarding kitei noshim, I thought about kois lemiskashel Eid Mesira. So you always have to have Eid Mesira. So like migzer midi, there's nothing that you can run into because yeah, getting is okay. It's not really the courts. The Eid Mesira is what does it. So that doesn't make it if it's courts or out of courts. But by Shar Shtaris, that's the machleik is regarding. Oh, are we gonna? That could be a problem because the whole point is our kois of. You know, that we trust him, but a regular person we don't. That's machleik is Reb Kiva and the Chachamim. Do we make such a gezerah that you're going to come to validate, even without Eid Mesira, by the head yaitis? Because you don't need it, because by kais, you actually don't need Eid Mesira. Shem Gleilaymer, it's not Tais explains what's Reb Shimon Gemlul, but he says, Af Eilik Shechem Bechuli says, even these that are kosher, that he gives a limitation. Klem, in other words, he says, Af Gedin Nashim, that even Gedin Nashim. Now, Eink Shechem, it's not going to be kosher the way Reb Shimon's qualifying for everyone. It'll be more constrained to Chayim. That's only if Jews don't sign. Piddush. They don't let the Jewish people sign. Oh, so what about that? You're not going to come to make a mistake to say that they're Jewish, and so you won't run into the problem that you're going to come to rely on them, let's say, as Eid Mesir, which is not, because they're going. Parak the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Makom shein yisoach ches b'namal gzeh. Then even a place where Jews don't sign, you should make a gzeh. A pirush in other words, given the makom shein yisoach ches b'namal gzeh, since a place where Jews do sign, gzeh, you have this decree shem is mevakom that you're not allowed to use even when distinctly non-Jewish names. Atu shem is shem mevakom because of when they're not distinctly non-Jewish names. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Okay, if that's the case, makom shein yisoach ches b'namal, that even the place where Jews don't sign, nami legzeh, you should make gzeh atu makom shein yisoach ches b'namal, even because of a place that because of a concern of the place that they do sign. Which, as Tzitz points out, Abidav King Gzeli Gzera, although it's like it is somewhat Gzeli Gzera, but Mekamakam Estavel Makshet, it's still logical to the one who's asking, Kibin the Chachin Kuli Hai, Laha, since we're so concerned for this, Nami Havel Mechach, we should have been concerned. So it doesn't explain exactly why, but it says it's a big concern, and therefore, we wouldn't, even though it's some seemingly like a Gzeli Gzera, still the Gemara understands this as a valid question. Can you read the Farashim? That's how it seems to the read to explain this opinion. So he's qualified, he says, yeah, you know, even these that you validate is only when the Jews don't sign. So it sounds like over here, the subject of Elazar. The subject of Elazar, Dama Eid Messir Karati. That's the Eid Messir that does it. And therefore, when we know definitively that the witnesses are signed, are not Jewish, you don't run into problems with Mitzvah, but that's obviously, you know, even though the witnesses are not Jewish. And we don't want to get confused with it. So obviously it's Eid Messir Karati. We don't go with Eid Hasima because it's not Jewish. Problem is, Victor Rebbe Mephraim, he asked, because the Paragat Pashin, Gemara Babas, Nefkov Samach Tesma, Bezgab, Abol, Lid, and Mishtar Bechazaka. Someone having a court case regarding a document in the Chazaka. Mashmah the Sirilah, it sounds like from over there, the Eid Hasima Karati, that he holds that it's the witnesses that make it and not the Eid Messirah. So then Marie Duris says, the Dafka Bekit and Savagabal Hazar, yeah, specifically in our Sugi, Bekit and the Ozagabal Hazar. Well, Eib Shash does. And now, by other documents, the paragraph, just like we find those in the Ram in the last paragraph, that the above the base, that differentiate between Gittin and other stocks. Next, there's not the beginning of the Gemara, Ksab, Shen Yechel Zayf. What do you mean? How can this Persian document work? But you need to have a writing that cannot be forged, which the Gemara, which Tais explains, Rabbi Lazar part. The Gemara is asking specifically regarding Rabbi Lazar. The paragraph base, it says later on the base and base, the Lech, Rabbi Lazar doesn't validate double shekel, this daiv, that you, something that can be forged. It'll be Gittin Dafka. That's only by Gittin. But not by other documents. So therefore, these other documents has to be something that cannot be forged. It's according to Rabbi Lazar that we ask. So the Gemara answer with Dafitzen. Taste the Maschel Dafitzen says Mashma sounds the Beloya Fitzen, but that without this gulnuts, Yochel Tzav could be forged. In time with this, as we begin to say, how do we write in our parchments the Beloya Fitzen that doesn't have this Dafitzen? And the Sevetari Tzvul Mezuzes B'diftera possible Kulu. They're all invalid. Like it's obviously many places. So what do we do with our parchment that doesn't have the safitzen? Has to be that it can't be forged. Remember in time, it says, yeah, the ibud sid shalano, this that we're working through with this type of sid, this type of loim, ki ibud afatzim shalam. It does exactly what their afatzim used to do. The klafim shalano in chalam is that. We see that our parchment cannot be forged. You can't erase it and write something else. It's obvious. It's going to be evident. But more of the Bakum is Rabbi Gamon Menachas of Laman Alvin Begum Sebetar Kama says by Sebetar Hoda Fitzin Hoda La Fitzin. So Harisha Kaisen Sebetar with La Fitzin. You see that obviously you can write a Sebetar without a Fitzin. How is that possible? But keep it Shalano. If you do it the way we tend to do so, it cannot be forged, even though it won't be specifically with a Fitzin.